What is good, YouTube? Welcome back to Culture Makers. I'm your host, Vince Parker. And as you know, we have with us the legendary, the extraordinary, the amazing, top of the top, best of the best, the revolutionary one, the amazing, Mr. James Meehan. What's good, bro? How you doing?
Glad to be here.
Okay, real quick, man, we got a lot to talk about today. We're gonna be talking about music, NBA All-Star Game, cancel culture.
Come on.
All kinds of things, and International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Right? But real quick, I was gone last week and you tried to replace me. Not cool.
No, we weren't trying to replace you. We were just trying to bring in a substitute.
Oh, my bad.
It's almost totally different.
My bad. I thought you were trying to cancel me.
Nope. Are we talking about that now?
Let's just go ahead and jump into cancel culture right now. Why not off the dome? Because we said we haven't found anything that's off limits yet. And what's crazy is, so here's
the craziness. Are we going to get canceled for talking about cancel culture?
Whoa. Has that happened yet?
Oh, I don't know.
We'll see. So here's the deal. So Gen Z,
yep.
You know they came up skinny jeans and side parts.
Yeah.
Right? They're trying to cancel that. I'm not sure why. Are you rocking skinnies?
Dude, I always rock skinnies. It feels like I'm being hugged all day long.
Okay. Now, I haven't worn skinnies in a minute, but it wasn't because of Gen Z. I just was like, I'm just out.
Yeah.
I hit that age point now, which I can't wear skinnies no more. Right? But now they're coming after Eminem.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? And they're like, yo, the stuff you did back in the day.
Sure.
Not cool.
I mean, he definitely did some questionable things.
He did. And now they want to cancel him, but he fired back.
Okay.
And a new song
that
you probably should not listen to.
Yeah, I did not listen to this one because you told me not to.
Right. I feel like I'm the guy who takes all the hits to let you guys know what not to listen to.
Yep.
But how do you feel about cancel culture in general?
So what's interesting is it was actually just the other day I heard this quote where somebody said that our culture is begging for atonement, but we're allergic to forgiveness.
Ooh.
So basically we are begging for people to be held accountable for the wrongs that have been done. But we're allergic to actually offering forgiveness when those people do repent. And so I think when it comes to cancel culture, the reality is that as individuals, I think we all get to choose what we do and don't watch, who we do and don't support. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think the problem becomes when we inflict somebody's past mistakes on their present in such a way where we're basically cutting off their hope for a future. Because I know about how dumb I was 10 years ago before I was following Jesus. And I'm so thankful that the grace of God has separated my sins as far as the East is from the West. And because I don't want people to define me by what I've done wrong in the past, man, I don't want to define others by the things they've done wrong in the past. And so because of that, I try as hard as I can to offer grace for people today. Now, again, this does not mean that we don't hold people accountable for the wrongs that they've done. Of course we have to do that. I think part of the reality of cancel culture came about because there were so many people who, because of their influence, their wealth, their privilege, their whatever, they were not being held accountable for the wrongs they had done. And so I think that there were a lot of people who said, well, if justice isn't gonna happen, we've gotta take it into our own hands. Now, here's the thing. Like I said, accountability is a good thing. Justice must come. But at the end of the day, if we're not willing to offer forgiveness for people when they do make a change, when they do repent, then I think cancel culture becomes something really unhealthy and something really dangerous.
Okay. I like that. I agree with that. And I think that's awesome. Let's hop into something that seems a little bit more exciting, worth talking about. Now, filming on Monday.
Come on.
March 8th.
Yep, Monday fun day.
Now, this, March 8th, I believe, drops like maybe on March 9th, and you may watch it whenever. But International Women's Day, and let me tell you what it's all about. I wrote this down because I did not want to mess this up, okay?
Yeah,
International Women's Day is a global day celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women.
Come on.
The day also marks a call to action to accelerate gender parity. Significant activity is witnessed worldwide as groups come together to celebrate women's achievements or rally around women's equality.
Come on.
Is that not amazing?
I think it's fantastic.
So I celebrate all the amazing women out there. We probably should have a woman on this show one day.
Maybe next week?
You think?
Hey, if y'all want to see that happen, put it in the comments. I think it's a great idea.
Right.
Well, you know, what I love about this is it's just this really great reminder that even though throughout history there have been so many times where women had less rights, less equality, less whatever.
Right.
The reality is that every single human being, whether male or female, is made in the image of God. And the truth is, if you ever read the Bible, what you're going to see is you're going to see woman after woman in prominent position of leadership being used by God in significant ways. As a matter of fact, the first witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus were women, right? So women played a vital role in the Bible. And because of that, dude, celebrated all day long. And then ever since then, and obviously before then as well, women have played an incredible role all throughout history, and they deserve to be celebrated.
So happy International Women's Day to you. Love it. Excited to all the amazing women out there. Man, thank you for all that you do. Mm. So let's move on to the next subject. One of my favorite things to talk about here, James, music.
Mine too. Okay. I'm a music aficionado.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Did that happen like the last month?
Well, yeah, y'all kept getting on to me because I wasn't listening to the music songs.
Okay. Music songs. So did you listen to those choices this week?
I did. I listened to
them. Okay, we got Chance the Rapper and Justin Bieber. Which was your favorite?
I'm probably going to have to go back and re-listen to both of them a whole bunch of times.
Okay.
So I would probably say the Justin Bieber one was my favorite, but I kind of like the way that that whole song played out and the music video. What's it called? Hold on.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good
like
memory.
The music video plus the lyrics and the story they told. Like, I am a sucker for good storytelling in a song. And my goodness, go watch it. Super heart-wrenching, but also really, really powerful.
Good, good. Now, what do you think about Chance?
Dude, some of those lyrics, like, I want to go back and re-listen to them over and over again. Because my goodness, the things that he was saying and the way that he was flowing was just really, really impressive.
Could you preach a message off of Chance's new song, The Heart and the Tongue? Could you preach a message off that song?
100%. I would love to preach a message
off that song. I feel like I want to challenge you to do that.
Done. It'll happen. This summer, stay tuned. Preaching a message. It'll be like way less relevant then, but we're in the middle of our series, Who is Jesus right now? So it's like, I'm not about to quit this series too.
No, you don't have to quit.
Yeah.
It's just one day, you know.
Done.
If you can take those bars and make a message out of it.
Yeah, I'll write the entire message as a rap. So I'll rap the whole thing.
Can you rap?
No, not at all.
Okay, man. Let's talk about sports. This weekend was the NBA All-Star Weekend. A lot of great things happened. They kind of changed it up. It was supposed to be in Indianapolis. They moved it to Atlanta.
Yep.
And here's the cool thing behind that. The big winner, and I'll tell you who won everything else, was HBCUs, Historical Black Colleges and Universities.
Come on.
Because the NBA donated over $3 million and helped raise $3 million to donate to Historical Black Colleges and University, and made it really prominently known. So all the halftime shows, all those things were about Historical Black Universities or people who attended Historical Black Universities. So that's the big winner. But who won all like the slam dunk contest? Did you watch?
Nope, didn't watch
it. All right, Jay. I wrote it down because you know my memory. Here we go.
This is all you.
Here we go. Steph Curry, 3-point.
No surprise.
You should have known that,
no
right? Right. Anthony Simmons won the slam dunk contest.
Okay.
You know, they're not what they used to be like back in the day with Jordan and Dominique Wilkins. They're not there yet, but I think hopefully we'll get back there one day. Of course, Team LeBron won the game.
Yep, makes sense.
Right? I mean,
when you weren't here last week, we definitely were bashing LeBron a little bit.
You were LeBron bashing?
Well, here's the thing. We weren't LeBron bashing. I mean, I definitely bashed his performance in Space Jam 2, but
did you get an early cut of Space Jam 2?
Oh, is it not out yet? Oh, I just heard about it.
No, it's not out yet, man. I thought you may be having an early cut. So
no.
I thought, man, you had early access. I'm like, you holding back from me.
Man, then last week I lied because I thought I've seen it. So you know what's funny is I actually used to make the argument that LeBron James was the greatest of all time until I saw Space Jam 2. Because the first Space Jam, incredible. Space Jam 2, more like Space Jam Poo.
I didn't even know you, bro.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Demontis Sabonis won the Skills Challenge. And like I said, the big winner, HBCU's historical wins. So here's the deal. Let's move on to something I know you've seen.
Go ahead. I need to offer a formal apology to LeBron James. I guess I haven't seen Space Jam 2. So the fact that I was bashing it, I hope that you'll forgive me.
All right. Hey, and again, LeBron, thanks for watching this. And if you don't mind, if you'll tweet about it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Post a story about us on IG. LeBron, I got nothing but love for you. Appreciate you. If you can send me a few pairs of shoes, that would be great. Let's move on to something I know you have watched.
Come on.
But here's the deal.
Come on, Vince. I know where you're going.
We're claiming right now, we're going to do this with no spoilers. Okay, now here's the deal. We ask students what you guys want to talk about. So that's where these topics come from.
Oh, yeah.
They come from students.
Yeah.
Right? So they're not just us. They're students asking the question.
So wait, they asked about this specifically?
They were like,
I thought you snuck this in.
No. I mean, yes, I watched it. But youth,
come on.
Gen Z,
come on.
Students want to talk about WandaVision, Ready, Set, Go.
Here's the thing. I would be 100% okay if Marvel never made another movie again and just did series from now on. I have been blown away by WandaVision. First of all, the way that they combine that little bit of mystery, that right. classic sitcom yep. feel that you'll see in the first couple episodes, no spoilers here. The amount of character development and storytelling that's able to take place over a 9-episode season is so much more than a single 2.5-hour movie. And so because of that, I just love every little bit of it. My wife and I, not only did we watch all of WandaVision, we then went and watched all the YouTube videos where they unpack every single Easter egg and reference in every video. Dude, like, we have been nerding out and it has been fantastic.
I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought it was amazing. I tell you what.
Tell me.
I agree with you. They could not never make another Marvel movie and just keep doing this.
Come on.
But I really do need a Marvel movie. Listen, the president of Disney, president of Marvel watches this too, just like LeBron.
Obviously, yep, clearly.
Go ahead and drop Black Widow on Disney Plus. I'll pay you $50 to watch it. Like, I'll do 50. I won't go higher than 50.
I'll wait until it's...
You can come to my house.
Oh, deal. Yeah, do that. Vince 50, will pay 50.
Yeah. You, Mandy, Quattro, come on over.
Now, again, what I'm not saying is I don't want them to make movies, because I love the movies. Kay. I would just be okay if all they did were series.
I think they're awesome, because we know what's coming up next, though. We're about 2 weeks away. Like Falcon and Winter Soldier's coming up next, right?
Come on, bro.
But the bar is like super...
Right.
Like, it's up there.
Right. For sure. Right? Because like with WandaVision, they didn't come out playing it safe. Like, they came out swinging. And the thing is though, like, my favorite throughout all of Marvel has always been Captain America. I think his movies are the best. They're directed by the Russo brothers. Winter Soldier, Civil War. Russo brothers are the guys who directed Infinity War and Endgame. And so I think they're the best directors
right.
in Marvel. And so I think they've made the best movies. And so the character development of the Falcon and Winter Soldier that we've already gotten. Mm-hmm. And to see what's going to happen when they're doing their own stuff. Like the trailers for this look right. incredible.
So we started off talking about cancel culture.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
But there's something going on that's being canceled, which I actually think is pretty awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
Hashtag cancel porn.
Come on, dude. Yes.
Now, let's talk about that because, I mean, it's still canceled, but
yep.
Tell me about it. Let's go.
So the thing is right now on TikTok, hashtag cancel porn is trending. I believe yep. that hashtag has gotten close to 175 million views at this point.
Right.
And it originated with this idea of, hey, how do we help people be aware of the harmful effects that pornography have on people's brains, but then also the harmful effects that are done to the actual people involved in the porn industry? And so they're bringing a lot of awareness and education. And because of that, people are crying out saying like, hey, this is probably a really bad thing. Now, that's the kind of canceling that I'm very much for because of all of the harmful effects that come from pornography.
Right.
And here's the deal, like the reason why this is something that I know I'm so passionate about is because I have seen so many people get caught up in this addiction to porn that causes them to see other people, not as people to be loved, but as objects to be used. And that is so antithetical to what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Because for those of us who are Christians, we are called by God to love other people the same way that God through Christ has loved us. And the unfortunate reality is that there are so many young people like you who get exposed to porn at a young age. And because of that creates these harmful loops in your brain that keep you going back for more and more and more. Before I was a Christian, I was addicted to porn for like 10 years. Mm. And the actual process of overcoming that addiction, getting accountability, putting restrictions on my phone and on my computer was absolutely life-changing for me because it helped me become the kind of person that doesn't see others as objects, but as people made in the image of God. And so the fact that there are so many people on TikTok who are bringing awareness to the harmful effects of pornography, I think is so powerful.
So I'm gonna hear what you're saying, James. Let's cancel the things that hurt people, yep. but not cancel the people who are hurt.
Whew. I think you need to say that again because that was really good.
Let's cancel the things that hurt people, not cancel the people who have been hurt.
Come on, dude. That's so good.
Man, we want to thank y'all for listening to Cultural Makers. We appreciate you. Y'all know what to do. Like, subscribe, share, tell your friends. James, you've had a good time today.
Fantastic.
Man, I've had a great time today. We can't wait to see you guys next week.